Joining us now from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is Terry Madonna, who is the director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs and a professor of public affairs at Franklin and Marshall College. And I'd like to ask you, Terry Madonna, assuming, as we have forecast and other networks and news wires, news agencies have, that we're looking at a Clinton victory, why? What was it about this race that went for Hillary Clinton?
Well, I mean, I think essentially if we can break it down several ways, let's take a look at the demographics. I mean, she won her core voters, and she won them convincingly, which is what almost everyone thought she had to do if she was going to win the state. And apparently he did not do as well in the Philadelphia suburbs as some of the Obama supporters would have liked. So on the demographics of it, I think that was a key component to her victory, the size of which we still do not know for sure. The second point is I do think that Senator Obama is developing a problem based on the Jeremiah Wright situation and the obviously the problem with what we call Bittergate with certain voters and blue-collar working-class Catholic voters in particular that went even stronger for her in Pennsylvania than they did in Ohio. And I think that's a problem going forth that he's going to have to deal with. Now, he may, he's still likely to win the Democratic nomination. It's going to be tough for Senator Clinton to win the nomination. But I think those comments certainly did have an effect in this state, and we've talked about those before.
And all the money that he spent, we heard that he outspent Hillary Clinton 3-1 in television advertising and radio. Didn't it have the effect intended?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it closed the gap, 15 to 17 points behind a 6 or 7. We'll see what the final number is, at the end of the day here. But he did close the gap with it, 3-1, 9 million to 4 million are our best estimates were the differential. And, he put Senator Clinton into receivership. I mean, she's in the red going ahead. That's another issue for another day. And the campaign commercials are pretty effective. But I think, if anything, what this did to Senator Obama, even though he's still the leader, as you just talked about with Mr. Devine, in so many ways, here his problem is this is starting to look like he's a mere mortal. Mm-hmm. In other words, by engaging in the kind of campaign that he did, where he got into name-calling back and forth with Senator Clinton, he's gotten away from the high road, and he's beginning now to look like a mortal, which means that you can sort of go after him in ways that earlier it looked like he had a Teflon shield around him.
He has come down to earth. Terry Madonna, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Terry Madonna of Franklin and Marshall College, speaking to us from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Melissa?